Okay, we're picking up the Gemara Kuf Chaf Hey Amud Beis, where the second line from the Ba'al was V'Chachamim Omrim. I just wanted to point out there's an extremely important Tosfos that on the last the Hemshich of the last sugya, really it's no get to this thing also because we're just still discussing Binyan and Oel. Rashi's whole gedder of Binyan was again only where you have a gag, where you have a roof. So Tosfos Akasha based on the Gemara and Irvin, we'll get into the Akasha, but Tosfos end up coming out that not just an Ohel is going to be an Ohel Arai, that ain't an Ohel Arai is Asher, but even a Machitza HaMateres. And the example Tosfos bring is that if you're using you have a Sukkah with two walls, you need that third wall, so making that third wall, even a Machitza, is going to be the problem of Ohel. And that's how Rabbeinu Tam Paskins, that's actually quoted in Shulchan Aruch, we Paskin like that. A Machitza Materis is going to be Aser. However, it tells us Mota that if it's Letznius Ba'alma, then it's going to be Mutter. And the Mordechai, quoted by the Taz, says that the Gedra of Letznius Ba'alma is going to be something that, let's say, for a Drusha, where you have the separation of men and women, if you have Machitza there, that would not be a problem. That is not considered Machitza Materis, but let's say the Ramah rules, let's say, if you have a light in your room, if you have a candle, and you want to make a Machitza because to match your Tashmish, relations with your wife, you're not allowed to have it with a candle, that, according to the Ramah, is a Machitza Materis, and he says that that's usher to do on Shabbos. I'm not going to raise the kashas, but that's how the Ramah paskins. So then, another example that actually comes with the Maisa is putting a Machitza in a shul on Shabbos. Let's say a portable Machitza you're putting up, or just in general, a wall. Is there any issue with that? So if I remember correctly, it's Machlokas and Rav Moshe, and I know Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and maybe the Chazesh were also Mekel, is that Rav Moshe, I think that Me'ikar is in, yeah, because now you've created a place where we're not allowed to have women daven, because the old Me'ikar, you're not allowed to daven whatsoever at all with women there. So therefore, you've created Machitza Materis. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's Rav Moshe's Machmir. However, many poskim were Mekel. So I think Rosh Hashanah also once spoke to me about it. He thought it was Pasha Yishim Mekel. But Lamaisa, that is a very big shiloh that comes up from this Tosfos. We do paskin Machitza Materis is a problem. And then over here, just the question would be, based on a when to apply that, but that's a very important Tosfos that came up at the end of yesterday's sugya. Now the Gemara continues. So Chacham said, again, the window shutters that we mentioned yesterday, that either way you're allowed to use it. To open it and close it. And where it says, my bein kach bein kach. What does it mean that in either case? What does either case over here mean? Does it mean that you're allowed to shutter the window whether it was hung in the air or not? Does it mean it has to be attached to the building? That's the second time. Does it have to be attached to the building, or just can be even hung in the air and even put that on? So where it says Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Kana turning on to this, Amar Bein Kosher Bein She'eno Kosher. The Chachamim meant to say that whether it's attached to the building or not attached, V'hu Shemasukan. However, it has to be prepared for use as the shutter before Shabbos. That if you Rashi points out that the Pashtus you have to designate it, meaning so you have to designate it for use before Shabbos. However, you don't actually have to based on Tosfos. Tosfos says you don't actually have to do a formal designation, as we're going to see, because Rav Shimon Galil, Rashbag, who we paskin like, doesn't require a formal designation we'd seen earlier. So the Gemara now says, Amar le'er b'yirmiya, b'yirmiya has a question on this. V'lema mar bein talu bein shen talu v'hushe kosher. But if that's the case, a chamim should say that whether it is hung in the air or it's not hung in the air, as long as it is attached to the building, meaning that you should say that the machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Elazar is only in regards to requirement that the shutter is hung in the air. So when Rabbi Elazar is holding that the shutter is attached to the building, if it drags on the ground, lifting or picking it up, that would be an iser of ohel. However, the chachamim are going to hold that even if it's dragging on the ground, there's going to be no iser whatsoever as long as it's attached to the building. Why do you have to assume that you're going to be so mekel? Meaning he's basically saying, why don't we take the other side of that machlokas? The Amr, so why am I going to say that? The Amr Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, kamachlokas kan, kamachlokas b'neger hanigra. Because Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bar Chana, and Rabbi Yochanan, that just like the machlokas tonight with regards to our Mishnah, so too there's a machlokas with the Mishnah with regarding if you have a case where you have a door that's bolted, that's dragging on the ground, meaning it's tied to the door bolt apparently is tied to the door, but the cord is very long that the bolt is reaching the ground. In that circumstance, we're going to see that case, the Chachamim are allowed you use it when it's attached to the door. So then our case also, but pasha should only be when it's attached to the door. But if it's going to be put on without being attached to the door, it should be usher. This not, as we learned in the Mishnah, negar and nigra, if you have a door bolt that's dragging on the ground, no alim ba mikdash, one is allowed to lock the door within the base of mikdash, but not outside of the base of mikdash, and a bolt that is completely unattached and is resting on the ground, kanvikan usher, there's going to be both examples, both in the Medina and in the base of mikdash is going to be usher. So what exactly would discussing over here. We're assuming that when you use this bolt that's not tied to the door, Rashi points out, at least if you Rashi, again, Tosas argue, but we'll go with Rashi's shot, that this is an Isser Deraisa of Binyan. If it's not tied and you're putting it on, then your mom is going to be building, the Isser Deraisa of building. However, when the situation where the bolt is tied to the door, and it was been designated for use, so then it's only nira, it only looks like it's being done, and obviously it can lead to thinking that this would be mutter. So therefore, Chazal made a shavus in the Din Darabanan to say that you should not be you should not be putting it back in on Shabbos. So the question is, when does this apply? Usually, when we have a Shavuos, a Dinah, Derabanan, those do not apply everything almost. I think that's the rule. They don't apply in the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because people in general are much more careful in the Beis Hamikdash of the Kohanim watching. Everyone's watching. We're not afraid of the Dinah, Derabanan. However, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, we are going to be Machmir. So that's the Chiluk over here when you have it's. If you have that it's dragging on the ground, you're allowed to lock the door with it. However, in the situation where the bolt is completely unattached, that's where Gemara was assuming that you're not allowed to put it back. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hanach B'Mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says that the bolt that's unattached and is resting on the ground is going to be buried in the base of Mikdash. V'anigra v'medina. And again, obviously, Rabbi Yehuda would then obviously hold there's not a deraisa binyan, that's not allowed everywhere. So it must be that he held that it wasn't a deraisa binyan over there. Again, Tosas hold that it's a whole different issue, that the whole thing is different, but we're going to go with Rashi. So now the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda v'anigra v'medina, and the one that is attached but drags on the ground, that's going to be again mutter in Medina Vitanya. And we saw in the Braisa Ezu Negar Nigra, what's this, the definition of the bolt that's going to dragging on the ground? The Gemara is saying, what is it, that example? The Gemara now says, meaning according to the Tanakama who we're discussing, Kol Shikasha Vitale Virosha Magila Arts. We're discussing any bolt that is going to be attached to the door, and it's going to be hung. So then, in that case, and if it reaches the ground in that situation, it's going to be, meaning if the upper end, Rashi points out, is up in the air and the lower part is reaching the end of the ground, that is the case that we're discussing over here. So if both ends, Tosafot point out, if both ends are reaching the ground, then the bolt is allowed to be used even in the Beis HaMikdash, because then it's going to be mutter. It's not going to be a problem of binyan. So now, so the Gemara now says. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, No, that even that is going to be permitted, even in the Medina. That's not even an Isser Derabanan. So that bolt is on the ground, now rests on the ground. That's going to be permitted in both cases. What's going to be the example where it's Asr? Says the Gemara now, Kol Sheinu Lo Kosher Velo Talei. And a bolt that is not attached to the door, or if it's hung from the ground. In both those cases, that's the case where it's Asr. V'shomto Manicha Bekaren Zavis. Instead, you have to remove it from the door and leave it in a corner. After using it, you're not allowed to use it, put it back. Who's the Tana that taught the case of a bolt which is attached to the door and is dragging on the ground that's allowed to be used in the Medina? Who is that? The Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer here. So he said in our Mishnah that when it came to the chalon, when it came to the window shutters, that is not going to be allowed to be used unless it's going to be attached to the building, and it is going to be hung in the ground. This implies that Rabbi Yehuda would be following the Shita Rashi points out, that this is going to be an implication over here is that that he says that Rabbi Yehuda is going to be holding like Rabbanan. So we see that Rabbanan is ekshira bo. They're going to require that you have to actually tie it. So according to that, if that's the case, so then we're going to be assuming over here that the Chachamim are going to agree that the shutter has to be attached to the building, because otherwise we're going to assume that it's going to be nira ke binyan, nira ke bonas. So it's going to, so that we see that it has to be attached to the ground. Again, we'll bring this long kasha to prove that it, not just when it's hung in the air, but only when it is. Only when it's attached can you put the window shutters back. The Gemara says, "Amar lei ana damre ki aitana." So Rabbi Abba says, "No, you're right. That's you could imply, but I'm holding like the Tana who says that it's mutter even if it's unattached." And who is that braisa? The son of the braisa says the following: "Kevan kanesh iskinu balabayis leos posech van olvay for rad that the guy wants to use guy who has a house, right? He wants to use it for unlocking and locking a door, and we're assuming that the rad would be equivalent to the idea of the bolt. So then bisman shekosher v'talib pesach." When it's attached to the wall and it's hung in the doorway, poseach v'nelba, then you're allowed to use it, unlock the door. In kosher v'talei, however, if it's not attached or hung in the air, in poseach v'nelba, then you may not allowed to use it and unlock it. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amar bit Masuka, and Rabbi Lezer says, no, it is. It's permitted as long as afal pisha eino kosher, even if it's not attached to the wall. So then I'm following Rabbi Gamliel that holds that this case would be mutter. So again, Rashi is saying over here that even a kshir, you don't need a maisa according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He says that it's mesukan v'azmana again, but you still have to have it in mind that you're planning on using it. Even if you don't do a maisa, that's the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And I'm holding like Rashbag, I'm holding like the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So you can't ask a kasha on me. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yudam Rishilas Amar Avasim Rabbi Yochanan." So Rabbi Yochanan now is paskening the lachas like Rabbi Shimon Magalniel. The Gemara asks, "Is that really true though? Mi'ar Amar Rabbi Yochanan Achid? Rabbi Yochanan really paskin that this is the halacha that we're following Rabbi Shimon Magalniel? Vatznan? Don't we learn in the Mishnah? Kol kisui akilim, any covering of a kli sheyesh bam." If they have a handle, they're allowed to be taken on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan said, on this case, this is only going to be applicable if the covers can be function as utensils, meaning Rashi points out that it means that they have something else that when just covering a kli is not enough. That's still considered mukta. So we don't assume that the kisui itself is going to be heter. Rather, that is still going to be considered mukta. So how can we learn that the halacha is going to follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that like the rod, the lock of a door, the fact that you're just designating it according to Rabbi Yochanan, seemingly it's going to be mukta. So again, so he's understanding the Mishnah. Rashi points out the Mishnah before, which says that when it came to the door or those things like that, that when you're using them, that's only assuming Rabbi Yochanan was making a kimta over there, that there's something else you could use that for. Something else that you could use those examples for. Like, for example, is that you could use them for sitting on. You could sit on the sheet on the aron. You could sit on it and turn it over and sit down on it. So there is something, or give food to children or whatever it might be. Rashi points out there is going to be something that is a Torah's kli. However, we see Rabbi Yochanan that if you don't have a Torah's kli, it's not enough to just designate it. It's not going to be. It's still going to be mukta unless you do something to it or it has another function, another purpose. So the Gemara says, you can assume that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was assuming also that a rod has another function. And therefore he's not arguing on, Rashi says, that you can assume that it can be turned over olives in the vat or something like that, or you could crack open nuts. So you could do those two things. So that's why there is a function, and that's why Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel allows these things to be used, because he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan fundamentally. The Gemara says, though, is that really true? Me, boy, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Torah's Klielav, but Rabbi Shimon really require something to have a Torah's Klielav. Tana, we see a bracelet that says, implies not that way. Chariel shedekel shegadron l'shem eitzim, if you have these hardened branches of a palm tree, so then we're assuming over here that if you use them for the firewood, where they're going to be muktzav and meshiva, and they just decided just to use them for sitting down, tzarech likshur, you have to tie them. That is the opinion of the Tanakama, because according to the Tanakama, you need a maisa. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says ain tzarech likshur. He says you don't need to tie them. Now, clearly, apparently over here, this is a firewood which has no purpose other than just sitting down, and yet there's no heter function. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that you're allowed to use it, and he says that you don't need to. He says that clearly you don't need to do a maisa. So when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel allowing you to use the rod of the door, it clearly is telling you that if there is no other purpose, also it's going to be mutter. So you don't not like Rabbi Yochanan. So how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan again is paskining like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? So Gemara answers that really there's three dinim, there's two dinim over here, one in which he agrees and one with which he disagrees. So what is that? Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel with one regards, meaning that he allows you to use the rod as a lock, even though it's not attached to the door, meaning alt binyan lefirashi, right? That it's not a problem of doing bona. However, he still holds that would be mukta unless there's another function. He's disagreeing with the other regards, meaning that he's going to hold that it has to have another function in order for it not to be the problem of mukta. A different point over there. So that's how it comes out over there, that he agrees with him in one and he disagrees with him in regards to the function of mukta. Again, Tosos disagree with Rashi at this point also, but we're just going to go with the pshat in Tosos. Now the Gemara continues. Darash Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Piska Dresh Kalusar. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka had a drasha in the Resh Galusa, right? In the head of the person who's Rosh Bavel. Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, he said the halacha follows the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who said in our Mishnah that, again, it's not allowed to be used only if it's attached to the building and also hung in the air. That's the only example it's going to be used. More machmen than the chachamim than the Tanakama. So Gemara says, Meisi Rav Avram, and Rav Lamanu Shepokin and Modim Mekorshir and Meshabbos. We have a Mishnah later on, Rashi points out, that of a case in the last parak, right, in over there, what happened, that apparently there was a maaser with Rav Tzadok and the Abashal, who they came and there was a window, and they stopped up the window, and they had a kli cheres, which because there was a tumah there, and they also tied tefach of a kesher she'eno shel kayama, and all those three things they did in order to stop the tumah from spreading in the house. As the Mishnah learned from there, that we could learn that someone is allowed to close a window, even apparently when it was not attached to the structure, and also you could do the medida, you could do measuring on Shabbos because there's a mitzvah. If it's a sorech mitzvah, you're normally not allowed to measure things on Shabbos because it's a gzera darabanan, but for a mitzvah you're going to be allowed to, and also you're going to be allowed to tie a kesher she'eino shel kayama, a temporary knot, in order for when you have a tzorach mitzvah, when you have something of a tzorach over here. So now with the Gemara, that was the beginning part of that Mishnah, and the Hemshech, the Mishnah said that we also learned that you're allowed to close the window. So that's what we're learning out from here, that you're allowed to close a window even if it's not attached. That's like chachamim, that's against Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abaye, my daisach. So Abaye says, what's your big kasha from that Mishnah? That you have a stam Mishnah, Mishnah Lektani Stamma, because over there, the later part of that Mishnah in Shabbos, the last parak, is over there, you have a stam Mishnah. But still over here, Negar Nigar Namistamahu, but this Mishnah that I just quoted about the bolt that's attached to the door that's dragging on the ground, that's also a stam Mishnah, and that follows, that stam Mishnah we pointed out, follows Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So why do you have such a kasha We had Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing. Rabbi Yehuda is not a stam. And Rabbi Yehuda was like the Tanakama. So we see over there that I have another stam mishnah that follows me, and you have a stam mishnah that follows you. But that's not, again, halacha like a stam mishnah. If you have two stams against each other, there's not going to be a problem. I think that we should go like the other one. So the Gemara says, afilo after maiser rav. No. So, but yet, he thought it was a kasha because, yes, you're right. There's two stams. And therefore, I don't have a reason to assume that my stam mishnah, my anonymous mishnah, that is just going halacha maisa like chachamim, is any better than yours. However, the reason I think that mine should be better because a lot of times when you have a Maisa Rav that they actually did it. They didn't just say it in learning. A lot of times, a Rav who says something in a shir, you can't necessarily assume Malach L'Maisa. However, if you actually see the Rav who actually did this, he did it, he relied on what he said, so clearly you know that it's Heter Gamar. So that Maisa Rav should be stronger, so that would be something to consider when it comes to Paskin. So again, so since we assume like that, it's going to be more authoritative, but that is the Shaila, whether or not we should go like that. I think we Paskin like Chachamim. We assume that this would be like Chachamim. Now the Gemara continues the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Kisoy Akelim, or we don't have the Lashon of Kol, either Girsa, Kol Kisoy Yishlem Beis Achiza. If you have a Kli that has handles, Nitalim with Shabbos, they're allowed to be taken on Shabbos. And then, when does this halach even apply that we have a shayla about this? That's only when it's Bekisoy Karkos, if they're covering the hole in the ground. Rashi points out that if it's an example, like let's say you have a covering a pit or something like that. Someone who's covering it, that looks like you're potentially doing bone. Maybe you're doing bone because you're blocking up the hole, which is the problem of bone. So therefore, you have reason to assume maybe you should be machmer and it looks bad. So therefore, it's going to be din derabanan. And also removing the cover would also be like soser. So therefore, if you have a handle, that's obvious that you're not doing anything wrong because that's closed. It's clearly that it wasn't permanent. What you're putting there was clearly temporary. So there would be it wouldn't look like anything bad, anything suspicious. However, about bakisoy akelim when regards to covering the kelim, bein kach lemein kach nitalim b'shabbos. In either case, whether they have handles or not, they're not. They're allowed to be taken on Shabbos, as we mentioned before, because those are temporary. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yudah, Barshilam Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, Vushi Yesh Toras Klei Alav." That the ruling when the covers can function as utensils, that's only when that they can function as utensils. Why? Because we're assuming there that otherwise they're going to be mukta, as we mentioned before, because they don't have another purpose. Lefi Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, "The Kuli Amah." So the Gemara says now, if that's the case, the Kuli Amah, meaning the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, are going to agree that Kisa Karkos, that when you're covering the whole of a ground, Im Yesh Lehem Beis Afiza in Lolo, that if they have handles, then it's going to be mutar. If they don't have handles, then it's going to be usher, because again, it looks like you're doing binyan estira, you're going to be bona and soser. So Gemara says, So the Gemara says that kisu akelim with regards to the covering of utensils, the avagav de'ein lahem beis achiza. That's going to be, even if they don't have handles, they're going to allow to be taken. Again, assuming, as Rabbi Yochanan said, that they would have a purpose. So just to point out over here, the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yochanan. We follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that says that as long as you designate something in your mind, that's going to make it enough to say that it's not mukta. And therefore, if you have something that can be used to cover a kli, that's enough of a function to assume that it's not going to be a problem of mukta. That's how we paskin. So the Gemara says either way, though, keep pligi bekelim dechabrinu ba'ara. So they're arguing over if you have a kli, if you have a utensil that's attached to the ground, and it's going to be similar to the case of the holes in the ground. Marsav Garzunan. So the Tanakhama is going to hold. The Rabbanan did make a decree in that case when you have no handles on the covers of these utensils are not allowed to be taken because they look like you're covering holes. And Rabbi Yossi is going to hold that we don't make gzeira in that case because the covers are allowed to be taken. And no example, there's no problem of gzeira derabanan. The Gemara says lishna achrina. Another way of explaining the machlokas kipligi bekisoy tanur. They're arguing over the covering of an oven. If you're covering an oven which is a utensil that is attached to the ground, mar medamel lekisoy karka. So Tanakama is going to assume that's like covering a hole in the ground, which therefore should be aser. Marsavar davei kisoy kelim. Rabbi Yossi is going to pair it to the ordinary utensils, which obviously should be mutter. So therefore, is going to assume that we would going to be make that mutter. With that, Hajjalach Kol HaKedim, Hajjalach Kol HaKedim, Hajjalach Kol HaKedim, we finished the parak of Kol HaKedim. Now we're turning on the Mishnah right now of Mafinin. We're allowed a clear way. So now before we get to this Mishnah, again, just a quick introduction of what this parak is discussing. Really, there's going to be three main topics that are discussed in the course of this parak. The first one is going to discuss a little bit more of Muktzah in Yanim. The second topic is going to be how to handle animals in Shabbos. The third one is going to discuss a woman who's giving birth. Once we're discussing the din of an animal, we're going to also discuss the woman giving birth. So we're going to assume that in general, when something requires a lot of work, because it's tircha, that something is going to be usher. However, the rabbanan are going to be mekel in certain conditions if there's a sick for a mitzvah, or if an animal is sick, or a person is sick. That's going to be discussed in the hemshich of this parak. So now, with that, we're ready to start the Mishnah Mifanin. Afilu arba v'chamisha kupo shel teven v'shel tvua mipnei orchid mnei beit beis hamidrash. So we're allowed to clear away on Shabbos even 4 or 5 boxes worth of straw or grain for guests, or if the beis hamidrash was full of them and you wanted people to learn, that it would be mutter. So normally these boxes are going to be mukta. They're going to be something that is not going to be allowed to be moved on Shabbos, either because it's a tircha, or so the Ran gives a different answer, that maybe it's uvdin nechol, something that you do it during the weekday. But either way, that's something that's normally asr. Yet over here, the Rabbanan say that it's mutter to move these in order to do a mitzvah. So it's very interesting. We say mipnei ha'orchin, or the beis medrash, or avalola otzer, but not to just stop to store grain, because that doesn't have a heter. The Gemara is going to discuss this phrase. But a question is also, what is the geder of orchin? The Trumas Hadeshin quoted, he writes that if the orchin are people who come from outside the city, and they're coming to you dafka because they need a place, or people within the city who also have nowhere to go, those people are considered haknasas orchim. However, when you just stam invite your friend, you know a guy, and you guys invite him for lunch because you're friends with him, that would not necessarily be in the geder of haknasas orchim, and he calls it a sudas rushas. It's an interesting halacha over here. People don't necessarily, so that's how the Trumas Hadeshin quotes. However, the Pischei Tshuva in Yeridea, he brings a machlokas bezeh, and the Taz right for sure that if you're memazmin people because of the kavod for him, even if it is people that you know, then he thinks, the Taz thinks for sure, that should be something that's considered hachnasas orchim. So just an interesting getter of what exactly is considered hachnasas orchim. Now, again, so now the Mishnah continues, mefanin truma tahora, you're allowed to clear away truma tahora. Truma that's tahor is truma that was taken off, and that's something that is only allowed to be in by a kohen, yet the Mishnah is telling you that it's going to be mutter. Also, truma that's tahor can also be eaten by a kohen. The animal, so that's something that is therefore not going to be mukta udemai, and demai is something where, again, we're not sure. Zama aretz, some random guy you take from. We said we did take off truma gedola, but meiser rishon, meiser sheni, we're not sure he took off. So normally we say rov amai aretz master hand. The Gemara's going to get into this why exactly, but demai is a suffix. So even though it's a suffix, maybe it's not allowed to be used because if it's, again, we're going to see tevel is something that's not taken off. That's considered mukta because you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to even destroy it. So that's something that's going to be mukta. However, the chiddush by demai is that you're allowed to move it. Meiser rishon shenit latrumaso, and also meiser rishon which truma had been taken off. And again, the meiser rishon is the portion that goes to the levy. You take off truma gedola, which is around 2%. The meiser rishon, let's say if you have two apples, then you have 98 apples, and you'll take off another 10 apples, 9.8 literally, you'll round up. So you'll take off, so you'll have 88, so you'll have 80 left. But those 10 apples are given to the Levi. Of those 10 apples, he has to take off Truma. So if he took off Truma, you're allowed to move it. The Gemara is going to ask, that's Pshita. What do you mean? What's the Chiddush over there? He pushed it. So the Gemara is going to discuss this. So Maishir Sheni Vehektesh Shiniftu. Also Maishir Sheni and Hektesh that was redeemed. Also, why isn't that Pashit as well? If it's redeemed, it's totally Chulin. But Turmas Yavesh, and also a Turmas. The Turmas is that we had this in Brachos about the Turmas. It's a type of bean. Bipnei Shehu Maicha Le'izim, because apparently goats will eat it, and therefore since goats are eating it, it's considered not going to be mukta. Mishnah continues about Lois HaTevel. However, you're not allowed to clear away Tevel. As we mentioned, Tevel is mukta. Since Tevel is mukta, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to give it anything, so therefore therefore it's going to be mukta, set aside. And Shabbos, but Lois Maisa Rishon, Shaloni Jod Shumasa, or you're allowed to move Maisa Rishon, and the Shuma had not been taken off. Because you haven't taken it off. The example of Tevel, the Gemara is going to discuss why isn't that Pashto just an example of Tevel if you don't take off the Truma there. The Lois Meister Shein of Ekdus Shalinifto or Meister Shein Ekdus that was not redeemed. Again, why isn't this Pashto? The Gemara is going to discuss these. The Lois Aluf. What is Aluf? Aluf is a type of, Aluf is a type of a legume. So that's a type of legume. So that's considered mukta because it's not even it's not fit for people. V'lo sacharda not a mustard seed. Rabbi Shimon Galmel matzer below. Rabbi Shimon Galmel says it is mutter. But look, the neshe Michael Orvin. It is it's a food that the ravens eat. And since ravens eat it, and wealthy people apparently had ravens, Rashi points out some of the show that they're wealthy. It's like a status that, like, we're very rich or whatever reason they had the ravens. That since rich people have it, everyone's going to be allowed to have it. As we're going to discuss this, chavile kash with regards to bundles of straw, v'chavile etzim or a type of wood, v'chavile zardim. Rashi discusses this type of reeds, some explain this type of twigs. If you set aside for animal food before Shabbos, then it's going to be mutter because it's not mukta anymore. But if not, it is not going to be set aside and we're not allowed to move them on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Hashta Chamesh Mefanim. So I have a question on the first part of the Mishnah. This says you can take out four or five. What do you have to say, even 4 or 5? If I know 5, then Arba, then obviously I'm allowed to move away 4. 4 is less than 5. So why is the Mishnah saying 4 and 5? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista comes to answer this. He says, Arba mechamish. You're allowed to create 4 boxes from a store that has 5 box full. Because the Rabbanan say that it's usher to move the entire thing around, because we're going to see later, the Gemara is going to say because of mash v'gumos. So you're allowed to only move 4 out of 5. You're not allowed to take out all the boxes, because if you have a dirt floor, again, their dirt floors were not had holes in them. We're afraid you're going to see those holes and come to fill them on Shabbat, which would be the isser deraisa mash v'gumos under the title of binyan. So that should be something that's going to be usher to completely remove it, because we're afraid you'll come to fill these holes. So Gemara now says, v'chamesh ba'otzer gadol, and also if you have five from a large storage of produce, that would be allowed. You're not allowed to take any more than five. Why not? Because Rashi points out that even removing more is going to be considered a tircha. That's not allowed on Shabbos. We're not allowed. We don't allow you to do things that are a tircha on Shabbos. My aval lo esa otzer. What does it mean? Not the storehouse. Gemara says l'shalo yascha ba'otzer tchila. You shouldn't begin taking produce from a previously unused store on Shabbos. That's, you're not supposed to clear away grain for sure, as the contents are not begun for animal consumption before Shabbos. So money, and then who's going to be the opinion of this sheet? Where it says, Rabbi Yehuda de Islay Mukta. Rabbi Yehuda, who in general has more chamer getter of what Mukta is, as we mentioned before, usually the getter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that any object that's normal use on Shabbos, normal cause events, doesn't stand to be used on Shabbos, is going to be considered Mukta. That's his starting point. So, however, Rabbi Shimon says that no, the fact that it just doesn't stand to be used is not going to be considered something that's Mukta. Rather, it's something that actually has to be Mukta. He set aside not to be used on Shabbos, let's say like a hammer, something potentially we'll get to whatever the nafkamina is for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are, but that would be something that's more, that's the gather generally. So here Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that this is going to be, the Otzer is considered Muktzah. Shmuel explains this differently. Arba v'chamish is Kedamra Inshi, it's just the way people speak, right? Rashi points out that you say the cheshbon, you start with four or five things, I have four or five things to take to pay for. So you're going to say four or five, even though you'll start with the lesser amount in the Chiddush, there's no Chiddush by saying four or five, but that's just the way people speak. That is, and it could be four or five and even more. And would that be the case? And even more than five would be allowed to clear away. But what does it mean that the Mishnah was saying not the storehouse? You shouldn't rid it entirely. You shouldn't get rid of it entirely. Why? Because you're going to expose the floor that we said before. That was the reason before. Because then you're going to come to fix the hole in the floor, and that would be the Isser Deraisa. So therefore, Chazal made a gzira not to allow you to clear out the whole floor. However, the fact that you're allowed to begin, you're allowed to. Money, that's Rabbi Shimon de Islay Mukta. Rabbi Shimon holds that this is not considered Mukta, and therefore Rabbi Shimon is going to hold that this would be Mekel in this circumstance. Now the Braisa continues, another Braisa rather. Tadra Abanan, Ema Shkilim Ba'otzer Tchilir. Now let it begin taking produce for previously unused store. So apparently this is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Valose Boshvil Kadesh Yikanat Biyotzer. You're allowed to make a path so that you can enter and leave this storehouse. And Gemara says, "Osa b'shvil, you're allowed to make a path through it." The Amar says, "Emaslim, what do you mean? You just said that you're not allowed to begin taking produce from it. So how am I allowed to walk through it? It's mukta. If I clear the path, I'm going to be clearing it in order to do mukta." So the Gemara says, "Hachik Amar b'raglav b'chinisaso uvitziyah." So the Brice is telling over here that one may make a path through it if his legs, even though we're in the shita of Yehuda that holds his mukta, if you're moving it through your legs, that would not be an issue at all. So this is a very big big shiloh over here. There's a famous machlokas between Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Brura. Is someone just allowed to move mukta with his feet? According to the Mishnah Brura, yes. According to the Mishnah Brura, you understand that you're permitted to always to just move something with your feet. That's considered tilta begufo. That's not the way. That's tilta menatzad. That's considered mutter. However, the Chazon Ish learns out from this Gemara is over here that only when baragam b'chisavas yatzo, only when you're doing it in the way that you're supposed to be walking, that it's incidental of you walking, is it mutter to move something. So that's a very big nafkamina. Let's say your phone's on the floor, or your phone's on your bed, you want to kick it off your bed or something like that. According to the Mishnah Brura, just heter gabar, just kick it off in a klachar yard type of way. According to the Chazon Ish, maybe only the way of your walking would you be allowed to do that. So you have to walk on the bed to get it off, according to the Chazon Ish. But that is a very famous machlokas, and it seems to be the Chazon Ish is meduyek in the Rashi over here. So that Chronim of Dakshi, my own sefer, he brings down that the Rashi says lashon of mefane biraglov lekana lekana derech haliyoso delo ave tiltil, that only if it's mefane biraglov the derech halichoso, that's going to be lo ave tiltil according to Rashi. Here the diyuk in Rashi, Rashi seems to imply like the way the Chazon Ish says it, that only if you're dafka walking and then as you're walking you move things, that's not going to be the problem. That's considered lo ave tiltil. But if you just stomp, kick something because you want it out of your way, and that's not derech halichoso, that might be a problem of tiltil the way the Chazon Ish wanted to learn it out. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, will pick up with the next Tanur Rabbanan, Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.